Yes, I wanted to make a little comment regarding the promotion of space. I believe that it would be very useful to open a little bit up the space community. Sometimes it feels like it is a close group of engineers, and there's not many social studies on space, and there is not much, I would say, not exactly marketing, but, you know, public awareness, at least in Europe. In America, it's not the same, but I was amazed when I was about 5 years ago, I went as a trainee in ESA, and I'm an economist myself, and most of my other colleagues, which are students at that time, didn't even know what the European Space Agency was, and I'm talking of university graduates, only it was in economics. So when you go to the physics department, people usually know a little bit about space. When you go into the engineering departments also, but when you leave those two departments in the university, nobody knows about space. And now when you talk about concepts such as Global Star, as Iridium, and things like that, even which have huge financial and economic implications, what you see is that it is engineers which are evaluating the projects, which are engineers which are studying within the financial institutions the projects and so on. There is a clear lack of spreading the knowledge about space and the basics of space outside the, I'd say, engineering and physicist community.
The previous question is quite appropriate and something that has been addressed. I'm Peter Wood. I was Professor Ortner's predecessor as chairman of the board of International Space University, and I think it's important that all of you know that this question of other disciplines is part of the foundation of ISU. We talk about the three I's. We're international, interdisciplinary, and intercultural. And these are very important because in the future of space, all of our major projects are going to involve many nations and many cultures. Our school is not a school for engineers, as somebody thought a few minutes ago. We have every discipline in space imaginable participating. We have sociologists, lawyers, writers, scientists of all kinds, some MDs, medical doctors, as well as engineers and space scientists. Many of them are already employed in space somewhere. Most of them have their master's degrees, but they work across all the dimensions of a design study, for example, bringing to bear problem solving from every culture and from every discipline. We think ISU is unique in this respect, but we think that other schools will begin to do more of this cross-discipline and cross-cultural teaching and problem solving, and we think it's very important to get the full benefit from space technology in the future.